Joining me now on the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running as IK Manning head football coach at Corey McCarville. And coaches, always appreciate you joining us here in the pregame. And tell you what, it's finally here. It's week one.
Yeah, I think the guys are excited. The coaching staff's excited. I think our communities are excited to start playing football again.
Pretty good weather here tonight. What was practice like for you guys? And in the fall practice as a whole, did you feel like you guys are ready for game one?
Yeah, we've had a good off season. You know, we've always kind of talked about how the season is broken down into, you know, three seasons. There's a preseason segment, your winter work, your summer work, your camp work. And I thought we had a good preseason. We did our camp work. And the guys have put in a lot of time and a lot of effort. They've gotten, you know, bigger, faster, stronger. We're excited to see how they go out and perform now. So hopefully all the hard work that those guys put in the weight room and then the conditioning in the summer is going to pay off.
What was the biggest thing that you wanted to focus on to get ready for ESAC County?
Well, I'd say the biggest thing that, you know, we have to do a better job of compared to last year is, you know, we did not tackle well last year at all. You know, we had a lot of defensive lapses where, you know, we had bad eye discipline. It's kind of the expression that we had. You know, we didn't read guards and tackles like we should have. You know, we just had really, really poor eye discipline. So that's one of the things that we've really stressed this week against ESAC. They're going to run a lot of power. Or last year they ran a lot of power. They ran some counter. And our linebackers had, you know, some poor eye discipline. And we got to get that straightened out.
With a lot of those guys coming back on defense, did you see the improvement, at least in practice? I know game time will be different, but at least in practice.
Yeah, you know, we're lucky that we have really good senior leadership right now. And they want to have a successful season. And they're really holding each other accountable, which is great to see. Practices have been energetic. Hopefully that translates to the field on Friday.
Who's grown into the leaders, do you think, for the defense?
You know, we have a variety of seniors, and they're all doing a nice job. You know, Ben Ramsey does a nice job in the back end, working with the linebackers and the DBs. He's kind of a spirited kid, but I really like what I'm seeing with Ashton Ehrenholz. He's doing a nice job, and he's kind of keeping the guys light but motivated. Jay Starman does a really nice job up front with those guys. And the other guy that's kind of grown into a little bit more of a leadership role than he's ever had in his career is Carson Perdue at our middle linebacker spot. So he's really setting the tone, which is good to see.
You talk about the run game you anticipate ESAC trying to use again. What do you think is the strength of their run game, and how do you feel like you'll be able to defend it?
Well, first week is always iffy. You go off of what you see off of last year, but you know, they could completely change everything. But you know, last year they ran a lot of power. They ran it looks like a little bit of zone. They ran some counter, and I really like, they have two really good tackles. The Snyder kid and the McCullough kid are both very, very good football players. I know the Julian kid, you know, he's got family in our area, and I know he's I think he's going to be their quarterback, and he's a good athlete. They're going to be a solid football team, and Coach McCullough does such a good job with them up there. But they're going to be well prepared and well coached.
You guys got quite a bit, especially in the skill positions, coming back offensively. O-line pretty good this year. What's the strength of the offense, do you think, going to be early in the season?
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, I would like to believe that Davis Rasmussen is going to have a good year on football. But who knows what will happen there. I think Ben Ramsey's grown as a quarterback, just understanding all the nuances. Ashton Ehrenholz has really improved athletically. Brock Kuzel at our tight end has gotten, you know, bigger, faster, and stronger than he was a year ago. And we have a couple young guys that have really improved athletically. And, you know, I like what I'm seeing from Carson Lorenzen and John Rasmussen. They're kind of growing into that fullback position for us. And, you know, Wyatt Danner did a really nice job as a receiver last year, and he's continued to do so. So, you know, we feel like we have a variety of guys that we can put the ball in their hands and we'll be okay.
And I know last year you guys, were fairly balanced offensively, but you're still a kind of a run-first type of a team. But is this the most weapons you maybe have had on the outside and on the edge here recently?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we've had really good teams in the past that could do a variety of different things. I would say this is probably the deepest receiving core that we've probably had in a number of years. We feel like there's a number of guys that can run routes and go catch the ball, which is good to see.
I know you guys have faced ESAC the last few years. Do you expect any changes or shifts in what they want to do defensively against you, or what do you anticipate seeing from their defense?
Well, I mean, they change stuff up a little bit, as all good coaches do. I know I am concerned a little bit. They bring back a lot of tackles from a year ago. I thought they brought back their top three tacklers from a year ago. So, that's always a concern. I know they had a really good linebacking core last year. So that's, I've been impressed with their linebackers. And they're going to bring pressure from a variety of areas, and so we're going to have to be prepared for it.
I know I was chatting with you during the commercial break, and the past is the past, I think, and it doesn't really influence, tonight's game. But you guys are 9-1 against them since 2008. You've won 3 in a row. I think the last 7 or 8 games, though, have been fairly tight. Last year was a high-scoring affair. You won it 49-34. Do you see this as a defensive game, or do you see both offenses maybe having a chance to have some success?
Well, I've always felt during the first 2 weeks of the season, the offense always has a little bit of advantage. And the rationale is, tackling for the first 2 weeks, traditionally, at least in a lot of teams, and mine included, tackling the first 2 weeks is usually not the best. So, it depends. I think a lot of it is who's going to tackle better. And hopefully we're better in the tackling game this year than we were a year ago.
Is that the biggest key for a Wolves victory, or what's the biggest key coming into tonight?
I would say if you can limit turnovers and have, if you can win the turnover battle and tackle well, you're at least giving yourself a chance at the end of the game.
Well, Coach, as always appreciate you joining us here in the pregame to take a look at the upcoming matchup. Thanks for letting us come down and broadcast tonight, and I look forward to catching up with you after the game for the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Not a problem. Thank you.
You bet. Head coach Corey McCarville again with the IK Manning Wolves joining us here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. I'll be back with starting lineups coming up next here on 93.7 KKRL.